listening to the Legends Universe podcast. This podcast is for creative listeners and readers who love being immersed in new worlds filled with heroes worth cheering for. I'm your host, author Joe Field, and in this episode, you'll be introduced to The Slug, a popular luchador of Mexican Lucha Libre wrestling who finds himself in a precarious position in the Legends Universe country known as Finska. Let the story begin. Arena Mexico in Mexico City. The dull roar of the crowd in a Friday night sold-out arena vibrated into the back corner of La Babosa's locker room. He had a foot up on a wooden bench and tied the laces on his boots extra tight. His mouth was dry and the smell of sweat lingered as it was held captive inside his mask. He sprang up from tying his boots and almost fell over. He quickly reached out and grabbed the open door in his locker to stabilize himself. The only time he'd ever felt this way before a match was his first AAA fight at this very stadium, Arena Mexico. He had been one of the youngest to ever step foot in the sacred ring of the Cathedral of Lucha Libre. 5 years later, and once again he felt lightheaded, his stomach nauseous. He hadn't eaten anything all day, not a single calorie consumed. When he passed street food vendors on his way to the arena, he felt like he was going to throw up, but had nothing in his stomach to satisfy the urge. The locker room door burst open behind him and slammed against the wall. The loud howl from screaming fans flooded the small room. "You're up next, champ." It was his coach, Onyx Ramirez. He'd been with him all the way. Spotted him wrestling friends as a kid on a dirt field in the slums of Ciudad Neza. Brought him up through the amateur ranks while crafting his wrestling identity. Ultimately paved the way for him to enter AAA, the professional world of Lucha Libre. He wouldn't be where he is today without Onyx. "Give me a minute." La Babosa took a deep breath in as he straightened his back. He reached into his locker and grabbed his purple cape. He opened the cape and stared at the slug emblem embroidered on the center. "I remember when we came up with this symbol." Onyx closed the locker room door. "La Babosa, said to be so slippery, he's impossible to pin down. But what about tonight, luchador?" La Babosa thought. "Please, let me do the honors." Onyx moved over so he was standing right behind him. "Of course." La Babosa handed him the cape and positioned himself in front of the locker room mirror. His lucky golden cross hung from the necklace resting on his barrel chest. The cross sparkled when the fluorescent lights overhead lit it up in front of the mirror. "It's gonna be okay." Onyx was much taller than him. Without much effort, he draped the cape over La Babosa's head and carefully positioned it around his neck and shoulders. "Just play the part of the Rudo, the villain that lives inside all of us. At the end of the match, take the fall and let him demask you." La Babosa started to grind his teeth. The cape's fabric was smooth like satin, and it felt like a second skin. It matched his mask, arm cuffs, pants, and boots, purple as his primary color with bright shades of green and orange for accents. The clothes melted across his body and clung to him. His mask had green accents that circled his mouth, nose, and eyes. The green accents flared up at the eyes, as if he held an eternal smile behind the mask. "As it should be," he thought, "because it represents who I am. I'm the Technico, the hero. I fight for the underserved, for the common people." "All your money problems and outstanding debts will be paid," Onyx continued. "Then you can get back to just focusing on wrestling. No more gambling, being in anyone's pocket, just wrestling." "Wrestling without my true identity would be like death to me." He couldn't say his feelings out loud because he knew Onyx was in their pocket as well. La Babosa locked eyes with Onyx. "You're sure both organizations will be satisfied if I throw this match and let him remove my mask?" Onyx nodded his head confidently. "It's all been arranged. Let El Lobo win the match, demask you, and all your debts will be paid to both groups. No need to look over your shoulder ever again." La Babosa reached down and brought his necklace to his mouth. He whispered a short prayer to his late abuela as he kissed the cross. "All right, let's go." "Vaya con Dios." "Same to you, coach." "What?" "Never mind." La Babosa ripped the locker room door open and marched down the hallway. With each step, the crowd's noise intensified. He felt his breathing start to increase as he continued down the hallway. The smell of beer suds and popcorn lingered in the air. "I'll be right in the front row, right next to the men who will clear all of your debts," Onyx called out behind him. "Make it a good show and do as instructed. All will be forgiven." La Babosa waved a hand without looking back and continued to march toward the introduction platform. He heard the announcer introducing his opponent, El Lobo. He looked ahead and saw El Lobo moving out from behind the wall that separated the locker rooms from the fans in the main part of the arena. El Lobo was much taller and bigger than him. He wore black and silver attire with a matching silver mohawk that spiked up from the top of his mask. He looked the part of the villain, but was introduced to 16,000 screaming fans as the hero. He was the latest shiny toy to the people La Babosa owed money to. Those same people wanted El Lobo to raise his status at the detriment of La Babosa's career. Will I be able to live with myself after this? La Babosa reached up and ran his hand across his mask. He looked at the hallway wall and saw a painting of El Santo, the legendary luchador he idolized more than any other. El Santo kept his identity hidden for over 5 decades of fighting, and I couldn't even make it 5 years?
Next up! The announcer's voice bellowed over the speaker. For the first time in his fighting career, you've only known him as Technico, but tonight he is the Rudo in our main event. Let's hear it for Mexico's newest villain, La Babosa!
As La Babosa came around the wall to the introduction platform, there was a loud collective gasp from the crowd. He stood and flexed his muscles under the spotlights and was met with a mixture of cheers and boos from the crowd. As he descended down the stairs toward the arena floor, fireworks shot out next to him and erupted overhead. At the bottom of the stairs, he started to jog down the final ramp toward the ring. That's when he heard someone call out, "How could you?" followed by another person who screamed out, "Traitor!" He tried to filter out the crowd by shifting his focus to El Lobo. His opponent was waving him down in a mocking fashion from the center of the ring. Just focus on your moves and nothing else. He sprinted ahead and dove between the ropes and did a front flip into the ring. He ran past El Lobo and jumped up on the corner ropes to look out in the crowd. The boos started to intensify. He scanned the front row and saw Onyx. He was standing right between the leaders of the two groups La Babosa was indebted to. The leaders had their henchmen all around them. Some of the guards hid their hands inside of their jacket flaps, like elite security guards might do while protecting the president. Onyx gave him a thumbs up, but then his eyes flickered down. La Babosa heard loud, approaching footsteps behind him, but couldn't turn around in time. He felt El Lobo's body slam into his back, throwing him up and over the ring. He landed awkwardly on the side of his head on the ground directly in front of Onyx.
"Get back up there, Babosa!" Onyx called out.
La Babosa propped himself up on one knee, trying to shake the kaleidoscope of stars that swirled around his head.
"Is that all you got, you little poser?"
El Lobo wagged his finger at him, the upper part of his body stretched over the ropes. La Babosa shot out of his stance and flew into the ring below the bottom ropes. His shoulder hit El Lobo's shins and caused him to stagger backward. Before he could capitalize on this move, a referee swooped in and pulled La Babosa away from El Lobo.
"The match hasn't officially begun." The referee pushed him toward his corner. "Back to your corners."
El Lobo grunted from his corner and then moved to the center of the ring when the referee lifted his hand. La Babosa followed suit and the two wrestlers met in the middle of the ring. They locked hands around each other's heads. El Lobo snuck in a quick elbow to his face and then pulled him by one of the arms in the direction of the ropes. La Babosa sprang off the ropes, and when he turned around, El Lobo hit him with an extended forearm that clotheslined him into the mat with a loud whack. And so, the dangerous dance of the two fighters began. The crowd cheered as El Lobo slammed La Babosa's body to the floor time after time. The crowd would scream out, "Uno, dos, tres!" Each and every time, El Lobo tried to pin him, but La Babosa would break free at the last moment before the referee could pound the mat a third time. He was the slug, after all, slippery and impossible to pin down. Lack of food was starting to make La Babosa feel fatigued. As the match continued on, he felt his technique slipping. At one point, he missed an open opportunity to reverse one of El Lobo's moves and was slammed face first into the corner of the ring. The crowd was going crazy. They could feel the climax of the fight approaching. El Lobo crowded up against his body in the corner of the ring and slid him up on the top of the ropes. "Is he going to try my signature move?" His head felt heavy as La Babosa tried to break free. His muscles burned and his energy was completely exhausted. El Lobo raised himself up so he's standing face to face with him on the top corner of the ring. El Lobo leaned down and spoke directly in his ear. "This is where the career of La Babosa comes to a crashing end." El Lobo wrapped his arms around La Babosa, one under his crotch and the other over his shoulder. "With your very own fallaway moonsault slam!"
"No!" La Babosa called out. He felt his body go airborne from the top ropes up and over El Lobo's body. The front of his face hit the mat first with the entire weight of El Lobo crashing down on him from above. All he could see was darkness. When he managed to open his eyes, the whole arena was spinning. El Lobo's right behind him now. He wrapped a flex bicep around La Babosa's neck, securing a headlock. The crowd's cheers soon turned to silence. La Babosa looked out at the faces that dotted the arena. He knew they were silent with fear, knowing this was the final moments of their hero's career. La Babosa tried to pull El Lobo's arm away, but he didn't have the energy. He felt El Lobo reach around with his other hand and grip the bottom of La Babosa's mask. Photographers seemed to appear out of nowhere just outside of the ring. A dazzling flash of lights blinded him as El Lobo started to pull up on his mask. His heart was beating like a snare drum. Is this the end? Everything I worked for, is this it? From the slums to the stadium and now it's over? Get ready! El Lobo screamed out toward the crowd. La Babosa looked down and saw Onyx on his feet, leaning over the railing. The two leaders next to him were doing the same. They had sinister grins spread across their faces. El Lobo gripped tighter on La Babosa's mask and called out, Uno, dos, tres. Right before he could say trace, La Babosa mustered every last ounce of energy in his body and whipped his head backward. The top part of his mask connected with the bridge of El Lobo's nose. He felt something shatter in El Lobo's nose and it caused him to let go of La Babosa. Before El Lobo realized what was happening, La Babosa spun and delivered a flying elbow drop right on El Lobo's throat with the scream of, Nacho Mama! He felt a loud snap and he knew he crushed the fighter's windpipe. What are you doing? The referee charged at him and La Babosa kicked the referee in the solar plexus. He dropped instantly to the mat. La Babosa started to sprint out of the ring but reversed course when he realized he was heading toward Onyx. His old coach was wide-eyed and had his hand covering his mouth. Some of the henchmen were coming over the railing with their handguns out. La Babosa spun and sprinted out of the ring in the opposite direction. He ran up the ramp toward the stairs. He noticed the crowd was stunned. People held their hands up in disbelief. The sound of a gunshot broke the silence and made everyone scream, turning the crowd into a frenzy. A bullet hit the railing on the stairs right next to where La Babosa was running up. He made his way around the introduction platform and down the hallway past the locker rooms toward the player's door. Another shot was fired behind him and ricocheted off the walls and tugged at his cape. He slammed both forearms into the exit door bar and sprinted out into the hustle and bustle of the Mexico City night. He looked back over his shoulder at the arena he had worked his whole life to get to. He knew right then and there it would be the last time he would ever see the Cathedral of Lucha Libre. Stay tuned for the next episode to find out what happens to the slug after he flees Mexico. Also, make sure to claim your free copy of the entire written version of The Slug and discover all our universe has to offer at legendsuniverse.net. That's legendsuniverse.net. Until next time, this is author Joe Field. Chop suey!